Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah, so now I
go, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro, and you were just listening to our Jennifer Grimm from L.A. and the song Open Arms. We have a really great show tonight. All of you guys have been waiting, really excited, and we started this show in June, and we had a really good positive experience with our guest, Patty Negri, had came on our show, and the first show we did, it was very intense energy, and then we really had a lot of experience with more energy. Well, I had a lot of writing, and Patty agreed to come back, and we did a second show, and we had a cliffhanger, because on the show, as we're talking, Patty's energy and the energy on Blog Talk sometimes like each other, sometimes they let it happen. So we just laughed and Blog Talk and the energy went, and we had a cliffhanger of what was Patty's show that was coming up. Well, we've got her back, and Patty Negri is in the back wings. Also, our really good friend and medium Psychic Celeste from Sedona, Arizona. So you guys just go ahead and relax for a few minutes with Psychic Jethro. Let us get a little grounded here, and we're going to go ahead and start out the show by bringing Patty on right away. How are you, Patty?
I am great, Jethro. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you. We were laughing when the show quit last time. You were just going to tell us what the name of the show was that you're going to be having, that you're producing. And we had waited the first time, you couldn't tell us. Then you went and you did the name, and the show cut it off. All of them heard Patty had something new, and then it was like it's you know, the show you were producing with the psychic. And I laughed. I go, boy, you know, they just, it was like a cliffhanger. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, and so much has happened since then. It's crazy. I think the show that I was talking about, what it wasn't the one I was producing. That was probably Master Chef with Gordon Ramsay. That's the one I was probably talking about, the Big Secret show. Which was really fun and has aired, and I think I frightened Gordon Ramsay. He's like off by the whole psychic realm, I think. I mean, and just kind of like, ooh, to him. I think he must have had, I'm getting that he's had some kind of experience with it that he just wants to sort away. Just like, I don't want to deal with those people. But it was really interesting. So I'm not sure if that was the thing or a show that I'm working on now. That's in the works called Psychic Intervention. It just keeps moving. Lifetime this year is crazy. It just keeps going forward.
I love it. I just feel that, and I agree with you. And it's, you know, it is those times and energies. And those of you guys listening in last night, you got to hear Living in the Psychic Realm with our other guest who's also here. Medium Celeste, can you hear us?
Yes, I sure can.
Great, we've got you, and, you know, Patty was just talking here about hers. Would you agree, isn't this pretty much what's happening this year with the energies and the shifts and the changes?
Yes, absolutely, if you're talking to me, Jethro.
I think she was.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of shift in the consciousness and awareness of everybody's soul selves, and, yeah, there's a lot of new energies coming in onto this planet right now, and I'm sure people are feeling it and they're wondering what it is, but it's all good.
And as we were going through this, we had a really interesting question for Patty. I'm going to do a few emails, and we've got some of you guys, be patient with us on the phones. We have really crazy technical difficulties, so if you do get kicked off, call the 773 number to get back in. But the hilarious thing we've been having is we are really thanking all of you fans who write in. So what we're doing is I'm going to do a few emails. One of the ones we had that was really good for Patty, and it's a very good question, is Patty, through the times of doing channeling and through the doing the work, you had brought up last time you were on the radio that you basically had other people helping you with what they're asking, Patty, is they want to know if you've had other people helping you with your protections, or have you always just done all the protections yourself? And what other ideas would you suggest for them? They've been doing some at their house, and they've had some experiences of what you call the not so pleasant ones, and they're not sure what to do to get them to go.
Okay. I get help every which way I can. Again, I pull into the light, and I study this. I study every different philosophy. If I'm going to pull in a Wiccan way, great. If I'm going to pull in a Buddhist way, great. If I'm going to pull in a Christian way, great. Protection is protection. It's all in your intent. And if you're getting in with those yucky spirits or the ones that you don't want, you are in control of it. I honestly believe in 99.9% of the cases, you're allowing them in. You're somehow allowing to be victim or to be weaker to it. You just have to stand your ground and say no. I mean, there's lots of things you can do, ritual-wise, and working with herbs and energies and sages and bay leaves and all sorts of wonderful things for both house protection and self-protection, working with the light, of course, surrounding yourself, visualizing the whole thing. But in my entire life, which is more than a half a century of doing this, I've never seen it happen when somebody didn't consciously or unconsciously allow it to happen.
I like that. I agree with that. And, I do remember last time we had a guest on that had called on the radio, and you let her know that really she had a say with it. And you said that you do it automatically to only have that happen. And I agree with you. We've had Medium Celeste and me have done some classes together in Sedona. One of them was Psychic Boot Camp with Deborah Lynn Katz that'll be coming on later. And one of the things that really amazed me, wouldn't you agree, Celeste, and kind of iterate, is as we were working on it, any and all the things that we did, all the psychic and metaphysical exercises, did pertain to what Patty's saying. It's how we...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're all right. Go ahead. I'm leading you into this. I'm leading the witness here. What I'm trying to get you to do is to tell them some of the things you've done and let them know, what do you feel about that? I mean, would you feel, don't you agree with Patty? I mean, what she's saying here and how we can implement this into all of our life. We take control of all of it. What you want to open, or what do you want to, what I'm saying here psychically wise?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter what a spiritual belief or religion belief that you follow, it all, we're all connected. And yes, you absolutely, you know, need to ground and protect yourself, you know, to call in the energies only for your highest and best good. And yeah, I love that, working with the herbs and, you know, the candles and doing meditation. I absolutely believe that you call in, you know, with your subconscious and your conscious mind. You know, people bring stuff onto them and they don't even realize what they're dealing with. So absolutely, I agree with everything. She's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, you're wonderful. Admiration Society, I like it. And Sedona is one of the most amazing places I've ever been. I've only been there once, and I can't wait to go back.
Oh, I hope you come back.
I will. Next time you guys do something, I'll come be a student.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be a blast, and we would love it. And I've had people ask me, you know, I want my book to be out there, and I know it's going to be a movie. I'm manifesting, and I want Patty to be the lady that was our, because I was scared in the movie. Now I know, as a kid then I was nervous, but what Patty does with her channeling, and I was like, with my teacher. And I think Patty would be the positive person that we'd have to change that in my book to where it was a fun experience. And I called it Fright Night as a joke in the book, but I know what I would be doing now is I'd be welcoming it. And I had some, Lou Vendetti wrote, and he put on his wall, he's honored Celeste, and I'm supposed to let Patty know that he wants her to get a hold of him on Facebook, too, and he'll be asking her to be on there so he can put her as one of his honorary psychics. And
wow.
We've really laughed. I love
cool.
Luke. He told me, he said, he wrote us last week and was asking me exactly what he'd heard on the show, and so I had him look, and I go, if you look, Patty, you have a very large other side of life. Do you mind if we ask this, or we be
on? Oh, no, now you can ask anything you want.
Thank you. I am very impressed because those of us who know with music, you were with Gregory Hines. They said that you danced with Gregory Hines.
I have danced with Gregory Hines. Again, one of the high points of my life, because I was always a tap dancer when I was a kid. I was, I'm an L.A. kid. You start out really young, singing, dancing, acting, contouring, all the things that you do as a kid, and kept doing it. And I was cast in a movie, one of my first movies, actually, called Arms for Peace, with Peace, Chevy Chase and Gregory Hines. It was directed by William Friedkin, you know, big, famous, crazy director. Crazy in a good sense, but just crazy. And Gregory Hines wasn't dancing in it. I was hired to dance in it, and I had a small acting role. But instead of the court, he was so sweet and so amazing. Instead of just being, you know, the star of it, he decided that he would choreograph for us and dance with us. So I'm on location, I think we were in Santa Barbara, California, and I am sitting there, it was like, this is heaven. I'm sitting there dancing next to Gregory Hines and working with him, and, you know, Chevy Chase is screaming on one side and William Friedkin's screaming on the other. I'm like, I'm dancing with Gregory Hines.
I love it.
Great.
That is awesome.
I love it, and I love it. It's like, you know, we were talking, me and Celeste, about it, you know, on the little bit here, and I told her about you with Marilyn Monroe, and I love that on the show, because you are just, you can tell you've got that entertainment and positive energy about you. But I just feel you going, you're enjoying every minute of it. The young chef on that show, the African American girl, was obviously, she was not impressed with us, like you said earlier, with the psychic ability, and you were just like, oh, I've got to have this just perfect. When they come in, these spirits need it just right. And you could see, if she could have ran for the door, it would have been what she would have done.
I know. And she and I don't know if I said this, have since then have become really good friends. She comes to actually my morning workouts. And I think that really opened her up a little. She saw that the other side doesn't have to be scary, that you know, working with spirit isn't all voodoo and bad and, you know, devil's work at all.
Right.
And she's like, so... That's my big message. That's my big thing out there, is that it isn't, you know, the stuff I do. I do seances, and I work with Ouija boards, and I'm a witch, and I'm good, and I do good work in the light. You know, it's got bad rap for way too long.
It sure has. Boy, I agree with you there. I think it's awesome, you know, because you're only, you know, calling in the light, and you're only working with the good, and it's awesome. There's, you know, people have really turned 360 into witches being bad, and it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's never been bad, really.
No.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's just been misunderstood throughout history.
Exactly.
You know, they were the wise women. They were the midwives and the people. When people got sick, they'd go out into the woods to the wise women who knew how to work with herbs. That's all.
Right. That's
all the connection with spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you do have to admit, for as men, this is scary, and I know there is men witches too, but when you're discussing this, and we all know, I mean, let's be honest here, of the sexes, women are very positive, very smart, very intense, and if you add that they can pick up some herbs, put it together, do some other energy, doesn't it make people a little nervous, even though and it is good, it's just I think that people like Patty and showing us what it means, people have feared the unknown. The old saying, they fear or kill the unknown, sadly, I think really fits for this area.
Yeah, it's true. It is true.
Yeah.
And again, good magic and bad magic, white magic and black magic, it's the same process.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where integrity and, you know, all those other kind of words come in to play and, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, it is scary because it really is working with natural earth energies. And some people would rather, with all of life, whether we're talking this or the psychic, regular psychic work or working with crystals, some people just want to hide their heads in the sand or go with an easy belief system. Somebody told me this, so I believe it's true.
I love that. I have a recipe, and they call it lucky cake, and I love it. Everything in it's natural. Everything's an herb, and it was from a teacher of mine. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and to this day, which you'll have in 2 weeks, those of you who have indigo children, tune in to Sunday 2 weeks from now, because my son Ryan will be on, and we're going to discuss having an indigo child in the house. I love my birthday present. It was 26 years and 26 minutes apart when Ryan was born. He's on the same day and those many minutes. But it was totally different energy. And we're going to be discussing some of that metaphysical. And one of the things we used to laugh was, my kids would brag. They were like, our godmother is a witch. I'm like, we don't go around telling the neighbors that. Because I was in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, they're like, what are they talking about? And I'm like, you know, I was very open, raised my kids very open. They're both my boys are very gifted. And what I would love was that they knew that Abby was very Wiccan. We used to tease about the fact that, you know, when my boys were born, that their teachers were their godparents. And they loved that, you know, and getting to see her when she came to the house, they were, you know, oh, my God. My one son told me, he goes, Dad, I think she's just lovingly. I go, lovingly? He goes, you know, like Mary Poppins. And then I realized, you know, for children and for the energy, when you talk about someone, like, I mean, I feel with Patty, you do that with all of us. It's like you came on the first time I talked with you, and even now, you can feel that. Don't you feel that, Celeste, the loving, buzzing energy coming from her?
Oh, definitely. It's like oozing over the computer. You know, I'm staring at your photo, and I'm listening to you, and you can just feel the wonderful energy. It's so positive and loving and uplifting. It's beautiful.
Well, that's because if you guys are at the other end of it, too, and we make a nice triangle, a triad, so there you go.
That's right, the power of three.
Power of three.
Cool. Well, we've got all you guys waiting. I hate to run in there. We're getting people to beep in me. Don't give me that sign. That's not nice. We got 8:05. You're live with Psychic Jethro, Patty McGree, and Medium Celeste. How are you today? Oh, so you just want
to... I went to Verizon today, and they were closed, so I guess I'll wait until Monday.
Oh. Well, you're not in Tampa, because if you're out there driving, you're swimming, too. Me and we just went through about a foot of water to fight to get my donuts, and I'm like sitting here going, whoa. Would you call living in the... Our psychic's gone wild, and you are...
Because my computer was stolen. My phone was stolen. That's why I've got this $10 phone. If there was any messages for me, that would be good. I felt the love, too, that you were blazing out. I could feel the vibrations and the love and the light and all that.
Thank you, Diana, and thank you for Arizona and keeping us in touch. You're not driving and talking on the phone at the same time, are you?
Well, I just pulled into my parking lot.
Okay. I'm in Tampa, but you're scaring me still here. My girlfriend says this when I'm in the car, and it's not pretty. I mean, you got to...
I'm in California. It's still illegal in California if you don't have a headset on.
And I'm in Arizona, and you're allowed to, but you can't text.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm parked now.
Okay.
If the plane doesn't go over, we'll probably stay connected.
Okay, well, who do you have a question for, Diane? Obviously, you're a party girl. I just think you're a wild one, too.
Well, that was the answer I got from my friend on the other side. He sent me the Cat Stevens song. It's a wild, wild world. My question was, should I take that offer in Mexico? La Paz. It's actually the capital of Baja California, Mexico.
I do feel the energy with this, and I'm going to have the other two psychics with us. I feel this man is really, I feel that he's got something there in Baja. My idea, and it's, you know, and I am a Scorpio. You know, we are paranoid at all times and have a right to. And what I really feel with all justifiable is I really, to give you any sound advice, I want to see a picture so I can read the aura. And I do feel that what's happened for you, Diana, you know, without it, I'm just sensing from you, and I want to do the accuracy. I am a best American psychic. I'm in the top 50 in the world. And what I I can still dance and still eat a lot. But I just love about the fact, what I really want to do is I want to make sure that you're safe. Because, you know, it'd be like my sister, my mom. You know, I never had daughters. I had honorary sons, but I still had them. And what I really would do is I want to make sure that you're not going to Mexico for a Lulu person. Because I know that people do this. And when you talked to me last week, you know, and I keep feeling something odd. I want you guys to jump in. Patty, what are you feeling?
As soon as she said the name of the place, I felt a little something odd, too. So I would be careful. Like there's something hidden behind the veil. There's something they're not telling you. There's something, it's not what you think it is.
The name is Ramon. It's okay to tell you that because it's the first name. That's the impression that I got.
You got that it wasn't right?
Well, it just said, okay, if I got out there, how would I get back if I didn't feel safe? That kind of stuff. Would I be stuck there and then just stuck in Mexico if it didn't work out? Those kind of things. And I try not to be negative. But the positive part of it is the man's a cancer survivor and he inherited an orphanage from his parents and wants to fill it back up. He's helped to create all of his visions to come true, you know?
Yeah,
A lightworker ascension type group of people.
Diane, we're all getting that. Are you, Celeste, what are you percepting from her with this person trying to get her to go to Mexico?
Yeah, I got a little funny feeling in my solar plexus. So it's kind of like a check. You need to check it out further. And I would go within and, go within and ask your higher self and do some energy work and meditation with this, definitely.
So that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I was trying to get his picture, but I have a picture of the people that approached me. The lightworker that saw me and maybe told me about this and said, you need to go right away. You're needed and you're part of the spiritual family. And I don't even know this person. And he's on Facebook. I mean, you can look at him.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest to you, Diane, I really, you know, Hypno Sue is our friend, Sue Berman, and she is on with me. She was on Cinco de Mayo because she lives in Mexico. She is a very good friend of mine and my significant other, and what I would love for you to do is to look up on that. What I'll do, I know you don't have a computer. We gotta get you in the
go
pack.
Go to the library.
Yeah,
library.
Yeah, there you go. Library.
I have 1 hour at the library, and by the time I read my email, I got like 2 minutes left. By the time I do all the things I have to do business-wise and stuff, and they're very strict, 1 hour down, that's it, 24 hours you get 1 hour. And I'm trying to get maps together and all that stuff, and the computer is very slow. So I can't depend that I'm going to even be able to look up stuff on websites for you and write letters and send pictures and all that, because an hour is gone and not time. I need a computer. I'm telling the universe that. My computer was stolen, you know, a $600 brand new computer.
Do you have like a Kmart? I don't know if they still have Kmarts where you're at. You could do like a layaway on a computer, like a laptop. You know, there's $200 and $300 ones. Just make payments. I don't know if that would work for you, but it's just something that I thought of.
Yeah.
Good
idea. Well, I don't have a home and I don't live here. I'm traveling on a spiritual quest for laptop home.
Okay. Well,
so if you're on a spiritual quest.
And this is almost exactly what I told my friend when the
We got Diane.
It's Mount Shasta.
I thank you, Diane. We're going to have to, we've got a limited night, and I apologize to you.
Okay.
Our blessings. Manifest that computer. I hate to cut you off. We've only got a few minutes. People are behind you going, ah. So we love you, Diana. You stay here. Be safe. We're going to put our prayers behind you, and we're going to go right in. Hang on to 843. I know you're there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. My name is Pooja, and I would love anything that you can tell me about what you see kind of happening for me in the next few months. I feel like there are a lot of changes happening. I'm trying to be as patient as possible, but I can feel it. So I'm super excited. It was, you know, something. I'm going to hold on to.
Medium Celeste, if you'd say your name for Medium Celeste, I'm going to have you read just a minute here for her. And I thank you guys. I'm having a little technical difficulties. Can you hear? And we've got Patty and Negri on tonight. I'm going to have you say your name again, and then we'll have her do a mini reading for you, okay?
Okay, my name is Pooja.
Okay, I am picking up a lot of new energies coming in with you. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of good positive coming your way. I feel like a relationship. I am feeling also, I'm sensing a lot of angels near you. I'm sensing a lot of white light coming in to help you with all these changes. Patty, are you getting anything else?
I'm getting... what I keep getting is, like, enjoy the ride. Like, it's a, like there's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, but look at it like it's a really fun ride along the way. I'm really feeling like a roller coaster ride. So, like, instead of, like, oh, God, I'm going up, I'm going, like, God, I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm going up, go, wee, this is fun. This is it. This is the school. This is the lesson. This is the changes. And it may not be really, really smooth, but I agree, too. There is a lot of angelic white around you to guide you through the roller coaster.
Yeah, and there's a relationship here, I feel. I also feel this with you as you were going through the energy. I feel that you are right now in this roller coaster is going to be some kind of a move, a shift, and it's going to be, they said that in a month and a half you're going to be moving.
Perfect. What we're trying to do is we're trying to sell our family business so we can move. And I'm hoping that happens soon, like the first signs of it kind of start coming in this week.
Very good. That's what I see, and I thank you and keep watching us. You guys follow us on Living in the Psychic Realm so you can contact us again. We're going to keep prayers out for you, and like Diane, that she gets off the phone when she's driving and gets her computer. For you, we want to make sure when you get that move, but we want to hear back from you because we love the fact that both of our two very strong psychics and lovely guests have predicted very positive light for you. So get a hold of us. Let us know. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And as we're going into the energy, you guys, we're having a lot of callers. We love it. We've got Patty Negri. We've got Medium Celeste. We haven't got any food for Jethro. I want you to send those shortcakes to me. No, I'm kidding, you guys. I've done well. I've come down in a waist size. Those of you on Facebook, that picture was last month, I'll have you know. And it was really good that I'm so proud of the fact that I've had a lot of people trying to guess with me. They're like, you look younger and younger. And it is thanks to that healthy coffee and tea. I do promote any of you that would like to get the reading this month to do a half an hour and want the special of trying out the coffee, tea, or hot chocolate, you can get a hold of 719-289-4907 and get not only a half an hour phone reading with Psychic Jethro, but you can get that delivered to your door, your choice of coffee, tea, or chocolate for $30.50. So you're really getting a good deal. Believe me, I had someone write to me today and tease me. They're like, how much do you get a minute? And I'm like, well, I never really looked at it like the minute. So the thing I'll let everyone know is I get out to help everybody. But I do encourage all of you to do this, and I want you to give it a shot. Please get a hold of Medium Celeste. We need you to tell them where can they catch you. I'm having people say that you were on last night on Living in the Realm, and they missed your number. You put up a phone number to contact you for a reading in Sedona?
Yes, I did. My number is 928-554-4422. You can also reach me on celestialreadings.net, and that's my website.
Great. And we've got, how do we get a hold of Patty? Because I know a lot of ones have asked. You've got a website, and you know, Patty, if they want to write to you, or, you know, to write to you and see if they could get you to do a show, or, you know, any way to contact you, would they?
Yes, of course. My number is 323-461-0640. My website is pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. I do readings. I do live readings. I even do phone readings. I do rituals, spell work, all sorts of fun things. But yes, give a call. I'm very accessible. My whole world is on the internet. You can find what I do in the morning, what I do at night. Yeah.
Awesome.
I love that, Patty, and we thank you. You always come in and make it fun. And those of you who've really started with us, we are really into Psychics Gone Wild. And what we're doing is we're having a real fun night. We're going to, at this point, those who have been on, we have quite a few callers. We're going to run through a little quick. I love you guys. You know we love us. Please limit it down to a mini question. We are doing this, and I thank you, guests. I mean, we're putting you through a lot, the two ladies together. But it's kind of fun to have this. I've had people say, you've never had a psychic circle on Psychics Gone Wild or Living in the Realm. What is wrong with you, Jethro? What it is I love to talk. And I kind of am selfish. If you've noticed, I really want to talk. And I love Patty. When she comes on, I've got Celeste. We're all doing it. So you guys that do come in, please be patient. Know that we will get with you. And I do laugh. If I've seen your number before and you've been grumpy, it's me. I want to have happy people. So a little warning to you, if you call and you're like, I called because I've had, well, I don't do that. I had one step parent, and we don't know what happened to him. No, I'm kidding. Because I am a Scorpio, and we really want to do that. My mom was, thank you. I got to be careful. My mom just went to the other side in June, and I'm going to get in trouble, but she's really happy. She thought that was clever. But just if you really are intense with me, know that, you know, we're doing this out to help everyone, and we do this, obviously, as a business, as you've heard, and just, you know, a little courteous. We had a person last week who was very rude to our Sandra, and that don't go. So if you do that to me, know that I am going to retaliate, so just don't do that. So we're going into 740. What you know, 740?
Hi, my name is Lori from Ohio.
Thank you for calling, Lori. You're on live with Patty Negri, medium psychic Celeste, and psychic Jethro.
Awesome. Well, my question is, I have a tea business, and I heard you say something about healthy coffee and tea. We might have to talk later. Anyway, I was just, I have this business, have had it for several years, and I just feel like something wonderful is around the corner. Can you enlighten me a little bit?
I do feel that. I feel that with you real strong. I'm going to have you say your first name again.
Okay. My name is Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I do that to get permission from the guides, and they're telling me that you have you're going to take on two businesses. The tea's not only it. I keep seeing some other energy and work going on around there, and the ironic thing I see with you is I keep seeing it's like it looks to me like accessories, like hair. Like I see a beautician place where they're bringing in product and they're talking, and there's ladies doing their nails. They're doing this really nice spa, and I see you are bringing in products. You know, not just the tea, but something else. And I keep seeing this. Very nice looking woman. But she's got real pretty blue eyes, and she keeps telling me that you are, you're putting too much. You're not getting enough time in your sleep. She says that she worries about you, Lori, because you're really doing good, but you've got to make sure that you're getting your rest, and that you're hurting a little bit. There's something physical going on here with you. That's what she said. She's very pretty. I'm not sure, but that's what she's telling me. She said that, and I'm looking in the future, she's telling me that you are, it's what I see is it looks like something in the, like the arms and the shoulders. That's what I get there, Lori, and I'm
okay.
Not.
I'll pay attention to that.
And you asked here in business. I do see you doing like the other positive. And what else? What are you seeing, Patty? We'll give you around the table, and then you get to see what we got.
Yeah.
Well, for a second, I'm running for my dog. So forgive me for a second. My dog's door started barking, and I had to run to the other side of the house. So forgive me for being unpresent for a couple seconds.
Okay.
I'm getting not even about the business, but you're really concerned about something else. There's something else that's heavier on your mind? No? None of this is ringing a bell.
I don't know. That's not necessarily. There could be. I have to think about it a little bit. I mean, it's not coming to me what exactly. I mean, I'm an analyzer, so there's a lot of things probably that, you know, I think about that concern me.
Okay. Go to Celeste. She knows. No.
I do agree with Patty. I am picking up something in your subconscious that you may not think you're thinking about because it's your conscious mind that you're so focused mm-hmm. on, and it never shuts up. So we need to go within to the. maybe you could go within and see. Maybe take like a bath or two, and maybe that would bring out, you know, and just ask your conscious mind to step aside and bring in your subconscious, and that might give you the answer. Because I am picking up something, just like Patty said, something's mm-hmm. in the back of your mind. I am seeing, I got pastries. Like you might, you know, somebody might come in and want to start selling their pastries to complement your tea, mm-hmm. you know, for your, but yeah, business opportunities, yeah, they're definitely coming. Sounds good.
It's interesting, though, about the hair, or hair accessories. That's very interesting, Jethro. I don't know. I am by a salon. I have salon people around me from different salons that come and go and are doing different things at different locations. And a lot of women, you know, are related to that business, and they come into my business. Because I sell more than just tea and coffees. I sell women, you know, it's boutique-y, so it's scarves and jewelry and candles and just all kinds of stuff that women love, and chocolates, and we do tea and desserts and all of that kind of thing. But it just seems like something, I'm in a really good location now, it's 2.5 months, and I just feel like something wonderful is about to happen, but I just, you know, just trying to keep open to it. Yeah,
I agree, and I thought of a place in Colorado where I have a friend that I've went there and read, and they just compliment. They put it all together, and they have.
But where is that? Because I'm thinking about going to Colorado because I have a friend there as well. Thinking about going there within the next month.
It's off of Hancock. There, it's like 3901, and you know, get a hold of me at my number 928-284-0437. Her name is Wonder. I kid you not. She is a very good friend of mine, and we've been friends for years. I used to go to their house and read, and the big joke was that, you know, everyone knows I love to eat. We all joke about my food, but they were a very cool Mexican family, and we would eat to the point where I started reading in the basement, and they made me read upstairs because it was hard to get me up the stairs, but I would just, like, you know, just eat and do it, and, yeah, get a hold of me, and I'll give you that, you know, that info, too, and with it, and I feel you're right. I do feel something else is happening, Lori. All three psychics were all picking it up. What I really, and I would suggest with you, you're very gifted and you're very positive, is I would have, this is my own, and people go, what do you say? But I would have an email reading done with one of us, because what I feel with you, your aura is so, you've got all of us here with the energy, and we're getting so much positive reflection. I'm not sure the one lady isn't somebody around there that knows of someone you're with. I feel you've got some of Patty's gift. I feel that you're able to, they talk with you. I feel that you're able to feel people on the other side's presence all the time.
Well, I know I'm very gifted people come to me all the time when they're hurting, and they just need someone to give them encouragement. I just did that again today. I mean, I'll be doing my business and the person will come in. I just know they're coming to talk or to release. I sit and I talk with them. It always seems like it allows me to do that, the time, the day, whenever there's a hurting person. So I've done that for 9 years since this tea business. And, I agree. And I love it because I know I'm here for people. It's not about selling the tea. you know, it's an avenue to be out there among the people. I love what I do. I love my business. But I would like to see a monetary improvement to give me more freedom, and I'm asking for it, and I'm resting right now. You're talking about, you know, I'm resting a lot more, and I'm trying to receive and just let go of anything that I've been holding myself back. So, yeah, it's exciting. It really is, because I feel like I'm deepening my spiritual, you know, knowing or whatever it is.
That's wonderful. You know what I'm picking up real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm picking up that you might start, or somebody might start in your little tea house, mm-hmm. like a women's circle. All the women that come there from the salons and things, I think that they might start coming there to, yeah, like meetings and just, you know, get together with the feminine energy. So
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for more of girl time and more fun in my life, because I have been so focused on my business, on how to earn an income instead of letting it just happen. And so maybe that was my subconscious, where my energy gets all balled up, you know, like Patty was saying, and I subconsciously have that concern. So it all makes sense to me, and I thank you so much. I need your number one more time, Jethro. It was 928. Okay.
284.
Okay.
0437.
And I can call you in?
Anytime. The thing is that people laugh, but I do take a little bit to call back, and you'll see why when you call, because Tampa is like, we have water, and a lot of times sometimes it'll give me my message like about 8 or 9 hours later. It's like,
okay,
I lived in Sedona and I didn't have to chase the mail that far to get it. It's just really wild.
Okay, Jethro. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and God bless to all of you.
You too.
God bless you too, Lori.
Bless you, Lori. We're going to go ahead with Living in the Psychic Realm promo for all of you. It is back. We do have it going. Medium Celeste was on there. We're going to have to see if we can get Patty to come on the show. We have had a lot of people. Thank you, Patty. We have Aurora Rose will be back. Grab on to it, because you guys know the last two times that we were together, me and Aurora get in trouble, but we're going to try to be good. And what we're really going to do is we're going to play on here. We're going to be doing the readings. We're also going to be really working with some of that positive energy. Those of you who know that Aurora does a lot of jewelry, Lady Arango, another jeweler that we're going to put together. Lady Arango is from Colombia, and she's doing a contest for anybody who listens to Psychics Gone Wild or Living in the Realm and writes down Jethro or writes down in there they listen and they're a follower. She will put you in for an email contest. And those of you who saw the picture, I have a very beautiful turquoise necklace that I got from her, and they're affordable. I mean, her necklaces, if you go and look on there, Lady Arango's doing that. She's going to be on talking about the positive energies and how the different beads and the things you pick up are magical. I think it would be very perfect for all of you guys who've tried that. We will be doing a promo and showing a picture later. Those of you who knew that, you know, my Kay's birthday, we have a very beautiful picture of her. I got some earrings there. But what we have is Lady Arango is very magical, and we've gotten to talk a little bit. We were discussing about how if you wear jewelry, it's a question to Patty. You know, she talked about a jewelry blowing up, and my question was, Patty, have you ever had inanimate objects go off the wall from your energy?
Yes, and things around it. I mean, they are. Everything is energy, as we know. Everything is energy, and especially jewelry, stones, metals. Whether it's gold, it has a certain qualities to it. Silver, turquoise is so powerful. All those stones just emanate that much more energy. I just booked another TV show, and it's what I'm doing on bringing on three pieces of jewelry. And they have the essence, I guess you could call them haunted pieces, but in love, they're really sweet haunted pieces. The second I arrived for the first audition of it, and they were taping it, all the sound equipment stopped working the second I arrived with these pieces. It started all working again the second I left. Because, again, spirits, energies, all of the above, it moves. It causes movement. It causes creation. So I took full responsibility for all the sound equipment. So, of course, they booked me. But it's like, have backup cameras, have backup batteries. But that's what you want around your neck, besides a beautiful piece of jewelry and the energy put into it by the crafter of it. All those stones, look into what the stones mean. And they're going to work either which way, but they'll work even better when you know that an amethyst means this, This is for love. This is for clarity. This is for grounding. When I need grounding, I just start throwing on the hematite.
Yeah, it works. That's awesome.
And medium Celeste, is being a Native American woman, is it hard sometimes to wear metals, or does this affect you and your ability?
Yeah, it does. I did have an abalone come out of my ring, and I did have a celestite stone that was in my pocket. It just broke into three pieces, so I'm going to go put that at the Buddha stupa here soon and, you know, give it as a gift to Buddha right down the road from my house. So, yeah, absolutely. It does affect me. Sometimes I can wear my silver rings, and sometimes I just don't. But, like, I've been wearing my Moldavite the last 2 days, morning, noon, and night, and everybody says that you fly away, but I've also been carrying a piece of hematite to keep me grounded, so that's me.
I love that. Now, I want to ask this one who's writing me on the other part of my other chat. You're emailing me that. What would be different? I don't know if I should be happy or offended, because as a Native American, what would be the difference? I think all women who in energy would be affected no matter what flavor. I don't understand. Okay, I don't know. I had to ask that. I just sometimes I get emails. Sometimes you guys email me, and I got to remember what I'm reading. So that way we just read. I'm like, huh? You know, I go, I've got sisters that will beat me up if we do this wrong. So you guys don't be doing that. So what they wrote me on the email there. Okay, thank you for answering that, Celeste. And what we've also got here, we've had a couple questions come in on Patty. There's a question here about, were you in some movies? There were some movies they thought they've seen you. You know, the one said they've seen you in a movie. They thought you were in a movie.
I've been in a lot of movies. Which one? Good ones, bad ones? I was like, oh. Yeah, no. Yes. I've lived in my Hollywood my whole life. Everybody here is an actor. But, yeah, that is how I started out. Just even though I started out a teen model. I used to work for Teen Magazine and Kodak when I was, like, 15 years old. So, yeah, I've done a lot of movies.
I love
that. Do they remember which one?
Do you remember which one? They're writing down. They're just, I think, and we're there, you know, I know what's happening. I laugh. This is one of our Chicago friends. We love you. We're glad you're back, Tiny Tina. And we, yes, and she, we, you know, we'll look at it. She loves to come in, and this is how she spends her time until her son catches her. He's not really into this. So she gets
aww.
To do it. Tina's looking up. She's trying to go through. She thinks it was a late night show, and she's going to try to find it. But we thank you, Tina. And you keep following us. And you're right. Patty has been in some movies. One thing that's really excellent, too, is, Patty, you're probably one of the most down-to-earth people that I've met. You know, I applaud you from L.A. When I was out there, we lived in Pasadena for about a year. I was just the energy of LA. It's like a whole different world. I mean, Sedona has its energy, you know, every place does. But what I was really impressed and what I realized there is those people like you who are really from Los Angeles, a lot of the ones who are there are just, they're very positive, really strong energy people. Do you feel that way, or was I off? Did I do?
No, I think you got it. I think it's twofold. One, people come here for dreams. People come with big dreams, not the dream that I want to be a normal job is. They have bigger dreams, so everybody comes here for that. So it's full of big dreamers and people who want big lives and big worlds, for one. And number two, and nobody here will say, oh, that's not a good idea, don't do that, which I've been to other places of the world, it's like, oh, no, let's be safe. Here, you don't have to be safe. That's a great idea. You know, they may not be able to help you do it, but everybody's supportive. Yes, go for it. That's a great idea. So, again, I think it is because people gather here who are creative, whether not all actors by any means, but musicians, writers, poets. It's a very creative center. And I think that is because we have a great big vortex right here in Griffith Park. I think Hollywood is sitting where it is because of this energy vortex. That's a real creative energy vortex. So I think that's why Hollywood itself or Los Angeles ended up where it is, and it's not in anywhere else.
I
it
love
has drawn
that.
The artists in, drawn. That's why right where I live in the Hollywood Hills, besides that it's, of course, a creative neighborhood with he's a writer, he's an artist, he's an actor, he's a this. There's the Catholic Church over here. There's the Vedanta Society over here. There's a nunnery. There's monks over there. It draws in the spiritual in every denomination and realm, as well as the creative. Creative and spirituality are one and the same, you know, when you get to the base of it.
I agree. And I, you know, my older sister, those of you who have been paying attention to the site that's been coming up with all the beautiful pictures, Linda lived in Orange County, and we had the biggest joke, you know, me and her, when she first went out there, because she's like, you know, this is pretty intense. Well, she's, you know, she's a 5'1", 98-pound blonde, very attractive, you know, very, very petite person. And we joked because she was a little bit more awkward, so she wore her National Rifle Association jacket and things like that.
Well, that works like, in Orange County easier than it does in L.A.
Exactly. And I love the fact that, you know, I was apprehensive. I'm a 6'1", you know, 180-pound man. And I got there, and the thing I noticed real quickly and going around through L.A. is really this, and I know I'm going to get a lot of mail from you guys. I have got to tell you the truth. They were the best drivers there. You know, there's a lot of people. I would be getting six lanes. I would get lost. One time, you have to be psychic to go through some of it. I flipped out from Pasadena. I flipped in. I made all these new Hispanic friends who were really nice. They helped me get back on the road. I got some burritos at a good deal. And I still, everybody was like, what? And I, now, if this would have happened in other places, they would have broadside or hit me. We've had here where they see the car and they honk on the horn and we're laughing. It's like the light hasn't changed yet, sir. I want to say that for California, too. And I just love the fact, Patty, that when we were talking last time, you helped so many people. I want to take a special note and let you know from I'm sad in Wisconsin that she really had not understood her gift. And you took a little time out of your date and let her feel good. She said to let you know this. Doing that again, Patty, you kind of told everybody how you started.
How I started when I was a kid?
When you first started doing your channeling and how you really started at this and how you realized, you remember the story you told us when we were talking about is when you were eight and what
that's what I thought. I'm sorry, it's another glitch in my brain. I just knew that the imaginary, what everybody said, your imaginary friends as a kid, that they weren't. That your little friends under the bed and in the closet and walking by at nighttime, that they were real beings I could talk to, gave me real information that might come true the next day. And so I just had this draw to need to talk to them. So my first seance, which I didn't even know what it was, but I knew the word seance. So when I locked myself in my little suburban hallway and called in Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy, the only dead people that I'd ever heard of, and the room filled with lights, and it's like, okay, got it. So it was just like, oh, I see. And then that's when you spend your life being a seeker and learning what that means and how to work with the energies and how to be respectful of and develop as you go.
I love that, and it helps so much. And what she was telling us in Lonely Wisconsin was that she had been going through things, and then she went ahead, did this, and she realized that pretty much the energy that she was feeling was doing this. And she's going to let us know. She's doing some positive work there. She also wants to thank me for becoming a reverend, and thank you. I appreciate that. And I love you too, Journey. I'm not sure what we're doing with the kissy face thing, but we all love each other, and we're having all these people. And there is a picture out there which we have just started floating. It's good, and it is Hamburger Mary and Me, and I love that place. I love the food. I love to eat. There's another new for L.A., you know, and I got to tell you, I was a little bit honest. You know, I am from a redneck place, but I really enjoyed the food, and I had a great time. And no, I don't care. When it comes to food, any entertainment, if you have good food, you can swing the monkey through the room. I don't care. I'm going to get my food. So 917, you've been on here with us. How are you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Great. You're going to talking to Psychic. Well, you're talking to Psychic's Gone Wild with Jethro, who's I don't know what's wrong with him, and you've got Patty Negree and Medium Celeste. How are you?
Oh, this is such an honor. I've learned so much from listening to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to know, I just wanted to know what do you guys see from my boyfriend, Corey?
Okay, and your name is?
Tina.
Ooh, okay, Tina. Tina, I'm going to go ahead. I think I read for you recently. I'm going to have one of the other psychics because I read for you. I don't want to mix my reading, but I'll let them read, and then you can take it from there if that's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tina.
To us?
Yeah, hello.
Medium Celeste, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Something's cutting out on my phone. Yes, about
cookies again. Can you hear him?
I'm not eating,
it's the energy.
Can I get your first name, please?
Tina.
Tina. Okay, Tina, right when you said Corey's name, I got like an upheaval, getting a kind of an odd energy, like you need to communicate with him. I don't know if it's ulterior motives that he may have. It's not a really calming energy that I'm picking up. Have you been with him for very long?
No.
No, okay.
I've known him almost a year, though.
Okay. I feel like maybe he has something to tell you. Patty, are you picking anything
up?
Yeah,
I'm getting something. I couldn't figure out, is there something to do with, I'm getting that too, I got an uneasy feeling too, but is it something to do with a job? Is he saying he's got a work thing changing or something like that?
I'm not sure. I thought he had stability.
Well, this isn't about stability. I'm getting the same thing, a little bit of deception about something.
Something there, yeah. And we're all feeling, and Tina, one thing, be sure when you're doing these, you know, we've got his energy too, but it's like we're reading through that. Do, if you really can, like I told a couple of people earlier, do an email one where we can look at the picture, because all of us psychics are feeling it, and I bet if we looked at that aura, especially a recent picture, we'd see what it is. And I also see what you're going through is you're struggling with some other things there. I don't feel you're struggling on dating Corey, but I feel you're having some kind of struggle there and some things you want to come to be in your life.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of it's based on him.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't pick up what you think the deception is?
No, I agree with the job. Something he's not telling you. Sorry, I'm not picking anything.
Yeah, I'm not getting clarity either.
Okay, then it's not just me. Okay.
No, I'm not either. It's cloudy, like blocked.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
And he might
do it.
I mean, he might consciously or consciously doing
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Right.
Tina,
are you saying maybe he's tired of his job?
I think it has to do around the job, and I think there's something going on there. We're all picking it up. And, Tina, I would suggest to you definitely get one of those half-an-hour readings, whether it's through a Skype or through an email reading, you know, one of those where you can get together with one of us that you feel and sit down and really go depth. You've got all three of us going, something's up. I would say pretty much something's up. And what we've also feeling here with him that as it's going, it could be in the future coming up that he's not content, like you've said, and because of his job, there's going to cause problems to you. There's something wrong
exactly.
there. We're all
right.
feeling something here. Not to be ornery, I had a really good, and I will say, a brother-in-law who used to go to work, and he didn't go to work. He went down and dated a girl. For a week, my sister would pack his lunch, and he went down and had a little heart. They made a mistake. He made a mistake is that the psychics in the house caught on. My other sister is the psychic, and I'm the psychic, and we could tell something was up. We come to visit, and it's like, oh, no, you didn't. This is your last lunch.
Wow.
I hope your 12 friends are with you because you're going to enjoy this meal on the way out. And we will. He never did that again. Surprised him. He went to their house and said, hello, you know. You're our sister's husband. That's who you are that we're taking home. So just for your own information, make sure you get that little bit of an extra width because there's something going on there, Tina. And it could be what we're all getting. It could be something with it, but there is some shielding. And you've got one of those men that can do that. I've had a client through years with my accuracy that'll tell me, oh, he's so great, he's so, and then they call me back a year later, and that's why my accuracy, like, I don't know how he got that. Where did he bring her into the party? But I tried to tell you, but there's something going on. Sit down, take the extra time. We love Blog Talk Radio, and you guys allow us this. You're getting to talk to Patty and me and Celeste, but take the time to sit down and get to talk to Patty, Celeste, or me outside of it, because then we can really get in there and do it. All three of us are professional, and one of us will get in there and just, you know, you got.
What were the emails? Should I go back and listen to the recording? Because what is the email for you for the email reading?
For me, it's Psychic Jethro. It's PSYCHICJTHO. AOL.com. I always spell it because people make fun of my first name, and it's like, I was a big baby, and I like my name, but AOL. Patty, what's your email? How does
mine is Patty at PattyNegri.com, P-A-T-T-I at P-A-T-T-I-N-E-G-R-I.com.
And Celeste.
And mine is Celestial, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-A-L, readings.net.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
but other
you.
Than that, he's good relationship-wise. I don't know about the oh, God, now you have me thinking with the dissecture.
And, you know, now relax tonight and have that tea. Don't let it... No, I'm teasing you.
It could be a seed of something to watch out for. Again, if we're blocked and don't have it really developed...
Are you saying he's blocking you? Because I feel like he's intuitive also.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's very quiet and he's intuitive, so that's why I ask. Very nice guy, but yeah, that's why I ask.
Yeah,
okay, but where do you see our relationship going in the next few months, though?
I got to go, Tina. We have you enough questions, and the people behind you are calling me names.
Okay,
that are,
thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay,
Tina.
Bye-bye.
Call us again. And I did not. Okay, I am an eater. So what? But I just love the fact that we've also got a lot of you guys. We always have fun, and thank you guys. We're having that night. We're going through it. And guess what? We've got a couple of you on Skype. We're going to turn around and have you say hello to me, and then we'll pick it up. So just go ahead and go, hello, and you're on Skype as a secret person, 111.
Hello?
Hi, it's you. You're on. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri and Medium Celeste.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, I would like to know, can you pick up anything on my love life?
Patty, answer. You're a brave woman. You just answered on Talk to All Three of Us and threw your love life right on the table. No, I'm teasing you. We're the intense ones, so I thank you. Patty, I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. Before I even get to your love life, I'm getting something that you need to make yourself happy first. That you're putting too much on your love life. That's not saying it's not coming or it is coming, but the first hit I got was that you just have to really take care of you first and see what you like to do and who you are isn't based on who you're with. And as soon as you're happy with that, a better person is going to come in than whoever has been there of recent. Does that make any sense?
not really.
Nope. Okay. I don't know. Anybody else? That's just what I'm just getting so strongly that she's. It's about
that feels
her, you.
Right to me. Sorry. Yeah, that feels right to me too, Patty. She needs to go and find what makes her happy, and then somebody will come into her life or who's already in her life that will make it better. But yeah, you need to really go within and do some work on yourself. Treat yourself right. You know. Be like a little child and just not be so serious about life.
Definitely.
I need your first name so I can get permission from your guide, because you've got an ancient guide that's Asian that's not letting me in. He's given me a noble thing, but he won't let me read you without your permission. So I need you to say your first name.
Okay, my name is June.
June?
Yes.
June, I feel what the ladies are picking up with you, and I feel that what's happening here is you're a very unique person. You're not always able to help it, but I feel like you're getting emotion. I feel like you're very sensitive. I feel like you have a lot of emotion around you, and I also feel that there is a person that you want to talk about, but it's like an off and on relationship.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I cheated here. You can tell a male. I had the girls go first because your guide was very nice to me. He's let me know I can look, but it's like he knows I'm respect because I'm very white, you know, very white energy, very Christian. But he's let me see just a little bit. So you're going to have to work with me a little bit here because I don't want him to give me a headache. And if he headbutts me or whatever he's trying to do there, it's going to hurt because I'm a baby. I'm a wuss for all reality. So you know that. That's why my girlfriend's 5'1" and I can outrun her still. But you know, what you'll feel with me, June, and what I love here is this person that you've gotten, this energy of the relationship, this is what your guide's telling me. He's letting me know this, and that's why I picked it up. Your guide has got you there. He's very protective with you, and he's telling me the love you two have, that this person is, it's what the girls were talking about. This is where they're working on, and this is what they're getting with you. And I feel this person is, like, they love you, but they're not able to, they can do all the things that you're supposed to have for the relationship, but they're not always consistent with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel that you've got the love there happening, but there's something here going on about the fact that you want this person to be, you want them to be all of it. I mean, we all do. In the love, you want them to take care of everything. And this person seems to be, like, I want to say part-time lover, that old song. They're like, they're really here, and then all of a sudden they kind of step back, and they're not giving you all your needs met.
Mm.
And you're emotional. Sometimes you get sad. Sometimes you get a little sensitive here. I feel this is like, I feel it's something female or something with you going on sometimes. I feel like you kind of are sensitive, and you have things happening that your body's going through things, and you're not, I wouldn't say you're not snappy or mean, but you're just real sensitive. Like, you feel emotional. And when you try to talk with this relationship, he doesn't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Not taking the time to pay attention to what she's really saying.
And can you say his first name? Is that okay, or will you get in trouble? He's not married, is he?
He is married. He's divorced.
Okay. Because your guide is like, that's part of it, too. Your guide is going this male. You've got, like, this samurai guide. This guide is big. And he's like, oh, nuh-uh. He also doesn't care for him. So as I start to do this, that's why he's letting me go a little bit of it. He feels you're better than this. I mean, this happens with guides. I mean, I can tell you some stories that you guys will read in my psychic book. I had a lady who, they broke the guy's ankle twice because they just didn't like him. Her guides were like, he ain't good enough. And they, you know, the guy would try to be doing things, and her guides would do ornery things, you know. They stuck his accelerator twice, and it's lucky, you know, he didn't break other things. But what happens here, and what I'm getting with your guides, is your guides are telling me that he's, there's something here happening with the love in you and him. He's got to be able to handle all of you. He's got to do the commitment, or your guides are not going to let it happen. I'm getting tears here. You guys are feeling, I apologize. I know you guys are behind, but I could just feel it with you. You've got my tears. I've been in hard relationships, but you really love him.
Yeah, right. And so can you feel if we can go, can be together, if we can have a serious relationship or no?
Ooh, I'm going to have the girls do this. Girls are better at this because I'm a wuss, I told you. Ooh, what do you feel, Patty?
What was the question? I didn't get the whole.
I didn't either.
I couldn't hear the question.
June,
can
would you
feel the love?
Yeah, I mean, can you feel if we can have a serious relationship, or no, we have no future?
Again, I think this is coming right back to what I first said when you first came on the line. You're putting too much on him, making him responsible
mm-hmm.
for it. It's about you. You have to be happy with you before you're going to be happy with him or anybody.
Exactly.
I so get that. And you might be too good for him. You know,
yeah.
That's going to be your choice. I think you might be too good for him. But you are, you're expecting him to make you happy, but you have to make you happy first. Really.
Exactly.
Really.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Patty.
And June, we thank you, and I welcome you to get a hold of. Now, this is the really good thing. We got a good point while we're here on this. I thank you for using us to talk on here and having us gifted. June, get with a woman reader with you. This is where you're getting the difference. As a male, your male guide is more with the girls. He's putting more to them. And you guys are hearing this. You can see what's going. But he's letting me know that I can talk a little bit, but he would give me what I call a headbutt, or actually a headache, if I got too intense in there. So I'm being honorable. I'm being respect. I'm a very honorable person. But your guide is very male, and he likes Patty. He'll talk with Patty. He'll even let Celeste in. But he's polite letting me know this. So, you know, please get with one of our psychics and get with, you know, and let us know. Because I feel here, as the girls are right, they're letting this happen. I see you doing a new strength. I see you getting with one of them. They're going to give you some really good, soluble, stronger personal stuff, and I see you working through this relationship with one of the psychics helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Look within.
Yep, go within. Thank you, June.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we've got here a little bit of a leadway here. I know you guys were going to give everybody a break. And Patty, I thank you. You were supposed to be an hour, and we kept you longer. We want to do just a thank you. We're going to do the Faded Boys. I know you guys, this song offends some people. It is like a smoke break, and I don't smoke anymore. So go do like I do and have a brownie, grab some water. We're going to take a 3-minute break here, and we're going to be right back. And thank all of you for Psychics Gone Wild, because we're going to be doing it more. Those of you in the chat room, I do want to thank you. I know that there is a couple of you callers who've been on since the show. We're still getting through, and we welcome and love with this. The great thing is you can get us any day of the week, so call this number and get in for it. I've had a lot of you tease me about, I couldn't get in, and I called 2 shows. I got a magic formula for you. You grab on, you call one of our numbers, and we get in, and we give you that full reading. So we love you. Continue to keep following, but just know, you know, there's only so much talk in a day, so here we go with Faded Boys. Putting a Cloud in the Sky by Faded Boys, one of our guests on Psychics Gone Wild, and one of our just really good friends. We've been taking a little break here and relaxing. And tonight, as all of you know, we have Patty Negree. Can you believe it? We got her back. We've got her on here. We've also got our great medium Celeste, and she's at her best, and we're having the fun with all of us here. Those of you who've started to follow and become part of the family know that we are light workers. And this is Psychic Jethro. We work with helping individual people with their situations. I had a very good question here right before the break that was sent to me. They said, I'm in the queue and I can't find myself. Well, I have to tell you, I want to know, have any of us really ever found ourselves? I want to laugh. I sometimes run from myself, so I would say have fun with it.
Exactly. I've been looking my whole life. I'm over here. Oh, no, I'm over here. I'm somewhere else all the time.
That's awesome.
We love it. We had another compliment from Austin, Texas. We talked to you a month ago. We've talked to you a couple months ago, and are you still have the same email? They're asking us, Psychic Celeste, and as the same email. And we're also looking to see how do we find out from Patty, how would you put a book out into production? If you had a book that you wanted to do for it, how would you put it out to have it produced in a movie or a television show?
Oh, a book? I don't know. I have never thought about a book. So I do a lot of writing. I haven't thought about a book. As far as television show, that's a whole process into itself. If you have an idea, you come up with a pitch. Like, I've got a show right now, it's in the works, it's being looked at by networks, and you do something that's called a sizzle reel, which is basically like a little demo or a commercial for what your show will be. Some people produce themselves, or better yet, you get a production company to produce it for you and pay for it for you. But if you're looking to do something like that, I think the first best step is just start doing it. Start writing. You want to do a book? Start writing. And then you start researching. There's so many options now with publishing, with self-publishing, or if you can, you know, get a regular publisher, an old-fashioned publisher, again, who pays for everything. I think the first, number one, best thing is just do it.
Excellent. Thank you, Patty. And I love the fact that you guys are throwing the questions at me. You guys, you got to remember, if you've seen me eat, that's the only thing I really do fast. Reading and whipping through this is not today, so bear with me a little bit. 215, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you? Hello?
I'm good. Sorry, just getting you off speakerphone. Thank you guys for doing the show. I had a question about moving. I'm planning on relocating. My name is Lori, second Lori of the night, and I'm from Arizona, and I'm planning on relocating to another part of the state for college end of August. So I just wanted to see if you guys have any information about it.
Patty, we've got Patty first up in the line, and she's going to hurt me for this, but we've got the way it's going.
Do you know what, I mean, are you thinking about, are you more concerned that you're moving, you don't know what college you're going to or what city you're going to? Is it about the move or about the college? You've got the college picked, right?
Yeah, I do have the college picked. It's more about the move and me making this change in my life overall, I guess.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing. I think it's a big, fresh start, and it's kind of exciting. And I think you should jump with both feet.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori. And I'm sorry for all the quickies you had to wait. I hope you got some entertainment, and you didn't boo us or hang up, so we know you loved us somewhere.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, and we're running through quickly. We have 12 minutes left tonight of the show, so me and Celeste are sitting back a little quieter and with helping with Patty. We'll take this next one and let Celeste have a call here. It's 714. You are spinning like a top, 714, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Wow, it's Nathaniel from California.
Yay, and you got Medium Celeste on tonight on Psychics Gone Wild, and you've been getting a hold of us quite a bit, so now that you're Party Man of the Month, no, I'm teasing, you're out there doing this stuff in California, we were talking about you guys and all. Did you hear us earlier at the compliments?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you just took it for the whole state, did you not? I love to mess with people, and I just honor you. Just take me with a grain of salt, and give your question to Psychic Celeste, and we'll go from there.
Do you see me moving real soon? And I need to pick up some work. I was thinking, is it going to be in broadcasting, do you see? Or,
I'm getting, right off the bat, I got, you are relocating in approximately 3 months. Broadcasting, would that be like on the radio or on TV?
It could be TV too, I guess. It could be, you know, maybe for Sears or something too, you know.
Let me see.
I feel like you should just keep putting it out there to the universe, saying a strong intention every day, and that'll help it manifest more in your life. You know,
because I play music, and you know, I write music, and then some people say, well, you know, it's not going to be so much music; it'll just be a, you know, like a radio announcer.
That's what I got. I got like a sports announcer. I didn't say anything, but I was like, why am I getting an announcer of some kind? So
it doesn't matter, you know. It just matters that, you know, I'm making a good living, you know. I could even, did you see it like in baseball, or do you see like wrestling? Or
I'm getting in sports. I got, you know, athletics, sports. So, yeah. That sounds good. Sounds positive. Keep putting it out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I love music, and, you know, I like, you know, singing and other voice things and stuff, but somehow, you know, I could either be a narrator, you know, too. For...
Yeah, your voice is really unique, and I like it. It's really deep, and I think you could do a lot with your voice. Patty, were you going to say something?
No, I just said you've got a great voice.
Oh, yeah?
We can hear you speaking.
I'd like to do some underwater narration, you know, underwater. You know.
That's awesome.
You got to be reminded. I got to let everyone know to hang on. We've talked to her. Carolyn Carroll will be on, and she's wrote a new book, and she is the wife of the late Eddie Carroll. And any of you who know voice and narration, he was the original Jimmy Cricket. She's a very good friend and client of mine, and will be on from another L.A. people, you L.A. people. She's a riot. You guys are going to love her. Get ready, because she's very open, very blunt, very positive psychic. She was doing this when, even before people wanted to even say any of this, and they used to call it group sessions. And I teased her. We've talked about this, and you guys will get to hear this, but when she gets to going, she's very much gifted psychic. And we welcome everybody. We're running out with the last few minutes with each of us. We thank all of you, and we love you dearly. We're going to turn around and go 954. Are you ready for some more? Because you're on live.
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Anna. I'm calling from Florida, and I'd like to see if there's any changes coming for me in my financial area or relationship.
Mm. Anna, are you the one that emailed me and was wondering where you were in the queue?
No, not
oh.
me.
There's an Anna out there I think I lost. I'm sorry. I really want to thank all the people that I lost, too. I just have had a finger night, so it's just been crazy. But Anne, I thank you from Florida, and I'll do this with you in the energy. You said your life and things happening. And I need you to do with me, really, this is one of those times in the energy, is I need the left side, so I'm going to ask that thing that makes women mad. I need to get your date of birth.
12/8.
Okay. And what I feel with you that's happening with you, Anne, is that you're in another strength again. You've done this in your life a couple times. They keep showing me that there was a time that you kind of handled things in your life, and you put it together, and then you turned around and not only shoot yourself in the foot. And sometimes the guys are telling me with you, telling me that as you start to go through energies and things happen, you just decide that you're going to do it, and you do a little crash course. And they said that this year is going to be where your things are going better, but you've got some things that you really wanted to happen with real estate, or it's houses. I keep seeing money moved with like rentals, houses.
Yes, I'm trying to decide what to do about my home situation, which is getting too costly.
I see that, and I see that, and you know, the really intense thing is that you are a very good person. The guys are telling me that that's what's happening, and I didn't mean to get on you right away. You're like, oh, I called the cranky psychic, because I'm like, you shoot yourself in the foot. But what they're showing me is it's going to turn around and start to do this change, and you're lucky. You were born in that energy. You have that strength. You're going to turn around and do this house exchange, and you're going to get yourself a place that's more conceivable for what you want to do. You have some ideas of doing stuff. We were talking earlier, and I see you writing. I see you putting some things together. It's like beautiful poetry when you do it.
I used to write poetry.
Huh? Well, you'd get back to doing it. No wonder. See? And, you know, we love that, you know. And we one thing I can feel with you is I see that I feel this male with you is he's still there. He's still... He's still helping you, and you
yes.
were his lady. He loved. I mean, God, you were a beauty. You still are a beauty. You're a cutie. You're just like doing this thing here that you're like this loving cherub angel here, and they're showing me that you were always classy, and that you still are, and that he's helping you. And the thing that he kind of laughs. He's telling me that you used to you just you just seem to make him laugh. You just, like, fly by the seat of your pants through things.
He makes me laugh, you say?
He's making, yeah, and he's making me laugh. He's telling me that you and him used to do that, that he used to make him, like you guys would just laugh because you had this way about you. You were like, you fly by the seat of your pants sometimes. You just, you do stuff just because you're going to do it. You have very strong faith, and you just swing out there like a trapeze artist.
I'm trying, but I don't seem to be landing in a good spot lately.
Oh, no. Well, we won't laugh. We will get you out of this. And I really want you to do this, Anne. I want you to sit down and do a little bit of angel work. And, you know, those of you who've been getting a hold of me, I will send you the free, I can't give you the free class because it's how I pay my bills and eat. You know, I eat. I got to eat, guys. But I will send you one of the angel ones, and I'll send you that Raphael, because Raphael's angel work with you would clear this other energy, and it'll be better. They're telling me also with you that you're going to get this stuff handled. It's hard decisions. You have love and energy there. And part of it is, as the house, you're downsizing and doing some kind of thing, it is hard here. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and you have my respect. This is a crazy state. I mean, you can walk two blocks, and there's, like, mansions. You walk four blocks, and it's like, I'm scared to take, you know, I'm a little leery there. So I can feel what's happening for you. They said the world's going into this energy here in Florida, and what I feel for you is you're going to do some exchanging of it, and then you also need to be doing that writing again. You could be selling poetry. You're very gifted, you know, and we were talking earlier about books. I know of a person, write to me, and I'll tell you a private way, and some friends I have that would get you into doing a new book and not be a lot of, it'd be affordable, and it'd be something you could get out and make some extra income. That's what I feel you need. The angels are telling me that he said he's helping you, and I'm going to put out a prayer for you because you're his lady. He still loves you on the other side. It's just been, it seems like they're hitting you from all sides there.
Yes, it must be my father.
Yeah, he said you just always made him laugh, and you still do. You are kind of, I'm teasing you, but you're unique. You're just a sweetie. I love you and bless you for taking time to call him.
And the relationship, you see anybody around me, or?
Oh, we're going to have to do that. You were so sweet, and then you brought it. No, I'm teasing you. Come on. Okay, I can feel here with you in the other relationship that they're telling me with you that you're going to have a person that you're going to be with, but they have to be like you. They have to live and laugh. They can't be stodgy. You seem to attract those guys that you want to leave on the couch and then lock the door and go to the neighbor's house. You know?
Yeah, but somebody new coming in? Or do you
won't let go, but that's why I love you.
What are they telling you?
You've got that Marlin by the head. Quit arm wrestling him. We'll bring him home. Yes, there is. And what I love with the angels, what they're telling me with you, is that there is someone new here. They're also telling me to try a new avenue. You've become a creature of habit. It's okay to go out and laugh and dance over here, but don't you get stuck with those stodgy people. You know what you're doing? You know.
Yeah, I'd like to start doing something and dancing again. I haven't danced in a while. It's all been serious stuff.
Well, see, you know, if you were over here as friends, like, we go out dancing. I love to dance. You know, we could go out and laugh and dance, and I feel that. I feel you. I see you, like, doing, I haven't waltzed in a long time, but I see you doing that energy and that. I see you doing this. They keep telling me to when you're doing this energy, we're going to put the prayers out, to just kind of slow it down a little bit and see there's people that are attracted, and it's your guys making laugh about these stodgy ones. I'm always going to remember that. They're the kind you just go to the neighbor's house. He's here, and I'm over there, and it's all gay. You know, it's like that kind of a funny thing they're saying. But that's what they're telling me. I do see you getting to do that. You know, all joking aside, I do, and I see this happening here in the next couple months.
In a couple months, somebody new, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, and he likes to laugh and dance, I hope. He has enough money to do it.
Well, of course, if you're going to order, I mean, order one that's good. I can have a grilled cheese or a prime, but I'm hungry. Let's do the prime. I mean,
I'd rather have a fillet and the lobster.
You're talking now. I got a Gemini rising. We know where we
go. I do too.
I know.
Oh, wow.
There you go. I got all kinds of Gemini planets. We like to have a little fun.
We do. And bless you. We're at the last minute of the show. I hope you helped you.
Yeah, you did. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too, and thank you very much. And we've had one of those fun nights, and I know everybody that's got in behind, I can hear you already. Please, you know, take the time, do the 928-284-0437. do Patty's 323. I can't remember the rest of her number.
461-0640.
Or you can get a hold of Medium Celeste at
928-554-4422.
Thank you, ladies. We're down to the last 20 seconds before we say goodnight to all these bunkums.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Celeste.
So triangle.
It's a very cute
beautiful
triangle.
Yes, I love it. We have to do this again.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And blessings to everybody. And as we go out and we start this energy of what we've got, we're tuning the energy here. We're going to be turning it off with the show. It's going into the last few seconds of have a good night and talk to you all tomorrow on Living in the Psychic Realm and Psychics Gone Wild. Rosemary Fox is on.